American Cattle News. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh.
It's been a crash course for me.
That's Aubrey Betancourt. She's a third-generation farmer in California, and last month she was appointed by the Trump administration to serve as the executive director of the United States Department of Agriculture's California Farm Service Agency. And she's speaking about certain FSA programs for livestock, which should be applicable to all states across the country.
We have a number of key livestock programs. It's been a crash course for me, but I've had great resources from the industry, but also experts within our own agencies dealing with a really unique grouping of programs for livestock. Whether we're dealing with the Emergency Assistance for Livestock Program, ELAP is what we call that. It provides financial assistance for eligible producers, you know, for certain disease, adverse weather events, loss conditions, blizzards, wildfires, anything also covered if the secretary makes a certain designation. These are great programs that, especially right now with some of the disasters we're dealing with.
And of course, she's very close to the situation in Southern California and all the fires which have affected some cattle. And she stresses that any cattleman or woman who's having trouble to get a hold of the FSA office immediately to get into the system.
Get into our system so we can start matching you up to these programs. ELAP is definitely one of them. We also have a livestock indemnity program. So if there is, unfortunately, a loss of livestock, whether we're dealing with honeybees or cattle or farm-raised fish or alpacas, it's all included in that. So if, unfortunately, you have a loss there, we can definitely help you with that. And then we also have, you know, a forage program that helps if you have a loss of the ability to graze or something along those lines. And then there's also a program that you have to buy ahead of time. It's kind of a secondary insurance program called NAP, which is for non-insurable crops. You can buy into that at a very low interest rate. So in case there's a disaster, we can help cover some of the costs if you're not able to graze or you're not able to care for cattle in some capacity because of a loss or a disaster of some sort. So lots of programs available for livestock. I would really encourage you not only to reach out to our offices, but a lot of the really good trade associations have great information on this as well, and they've been really great partners of ours in developing these programs to make them workable for the growers as well as for us as an agency.
That's Aubrey Betancourt, the executive director of the Farm Service Agency in the number one agricultural state, number five cattle state in the country. More news at AmericanCattleNews.com. I'm Patrick Cavanaugh with American Cattle News.